left. Yeah. And the other fellow that did the field work is old.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked me if I'd help him out, and I can't turn him down.
He's a nice man, this stuff.
Yeah.
Of course,
I started working for the ASC. Well, in other words, up until 42 or 3, I didn't do any outside work. I stayed on the farm solid.
Mm-hmm.
But I decided I'd get out and see if I couldn't make a few nickels.
Yeah.
And I went to work and I at the Crisol plant at Drift.
Yeah.
And I got $13 a week and drove the car backwards and forwards. That was my payday. And then I didn't figure I got the right deal down there because...
Drove the car, wait a minute, what was that?
I had an old 29 Chevrolet.
Yeah.
And I drove that thing to work.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I lived right back over there then, about a half mile where my field is now.
Uh-huh.
And we couldn't get the bus to come get the kids, so we pulled this old house out here right through the woods with two trucks.
Uh-huh.
And so my son could catch a bus without tying me up to come get him if it was raining.
Uh-huh.
But anyhow,
so I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. You're talking about
that's okay.
Crisol plant.
Yeah, and so
you weren't getting a square deal there.
No, in fact, about it, the two new guys come in there, and they gave them a job that was a lot easier than the one me and my partner was working at.
Mm-hmm.
And my partner told him, asked me, if he brings somebody out here and gives him that job and leaves us here to where it's harder, said, let's quit. I said, okay, we make the payday and go in, if you want to. And they put him up there, and we made the payday, and I didn't go back, but he did.
Yeah.
And I went back to town the next day, and my wife's brother was going to the Army, and just in a day or two. And so we went out there to be with him, and I walked downtown, and Krause and Mannigan needed a bus, lumber truck driver.
Mm-hmm.
So the next day I went to work for Krause and Mannigan. And my old school teacher, I worked there, I guess, maybe 6 months. And then my old school teacher that taught me down here at Shady Grove, he flagged me down on the street one day to get me to go to work for ASC. And that was about 42 or 31. And I've been working off and on with him just about all time, except they had a reduction in the office personnel expense one time, and I asked Mr. to let me go.
Mm-hmm.
I knew he was going to let a lady go that I didn't know whether she could get another job or not.
Yeah.
And I knew I could get by. So I said, let me go, and I'll get out and plant some trees. That's when this timber reforestation was come on.
Mm-hmm.
So I went and bought me a tractor and a tree planter, and I got out and I planted them things 12 years. That was the easiest and the best money I ever made. Of course, it was rougher than a cob out there in that winter, taking the weather just like it come, but I never felt better in my life. And
rougher than a cob?
Yeah.
You referred to what you might use, such as dairy air out there?
Well, you take an ear of corn and get the grains off, and you got a dimple there where every grain set in there.
Yeah, I know.
And
when you were saying rougher to cob, I thought you meant, you know, when you had to use those type things
in the outhouse. No. Well, way back in there, they used them for the outhouse, too.
That's what I figured you would say.
So, but then I've been working with them off and on. Then just about the time that all farmers, that's all I was interested in, just about time all the farmers